You're listening to the Western Lighting Experts Podcast, the show that brings you the latest news in lighting and control industries, with your host, Joseph Lagore. A little bit about myself. I've been at Western since 2014, and I work closely with the commercial contractors. I make sure that our customers get the best solution for their project within budget while meeting all energy code requirements. Today, we have a special guest, Tim Fazio from Transient Protection Design. We'll be discussing the need for surge protection devices.
Hello, Joseph. Thanks for having me today.
It's my pleasure. So, Tim, tell me, what is transient protection design?
Surges or transients are brief overvoltage spikes on a power or data line that can damage, degrade, or destroy electronic equipment. Transient protection design is here to eliminate that.
That's interesting. So why do we need transient protection design, though?
Oh, it's easy. The use of sensitive, sophisticated electrical equipment is growing at an unprecedented rate, and so is the need to protect that equipment. Building energy management systems and smart grid technologies will increasingly contribute to this complex electrical system. Electronic damage due to transient surge activity is one of the leading causes of this kind of electronic failure. The average cost of a downtime event in a critical facility due to surge damage is around $130,000. America's dependence on connected devices and smart electronics establishes a need to protect such equipment.
Wow, I did not know that. So tell me, what are the benefits of a transient protection design system?
Bottom line, we save the customer money. Surge protection costs a fraction of replacing equipment that was damaged by a surge event. Transient protection design helps maintain the reliability and operation of your electronic equipment.
Interesting. Very nice. But where are the surge protectors located?
Surge protection can be found in almost every building type. Surge protection is used to protect emergency lighting, elevators, escalator operation, computer systems, lighting, data centers, and just about all electronic equipment. In industrial applications, surge protection is used to protect machinery, once again, lighting, office equipment, control systems, and the vital telecommunication links that keep the plants running at all times.
All right. Now, to some people listening to this podcast, they're going to hear this information for the first time. How do you suggest they get this added to a project?
We encourage everyone to call or just email us. Whether you're an engineer, electrical distribution, or contractor, we're always available to help design a surge protection solution. We have a lot of great information on our website, www.transientprotectiondesign.com. And let's not forget, everyone can always reach out to their Western Lighting representative for more information.
Thank you very much, Tim. So here are some key points we learned today. Surge protection is essential for our electrical infrastructure. Surge protection is no longer an accessory. It's a necessity.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Western Lighting Experts Podcast. Make sure to visit our website at westernlec.com for more news and stay tuned for our next podcast.